Sports Radio.
Believe it.
We used to live by the uncle, but uncle gives so much trouble. He fooled the world, he is a mouse, but he's a terror in the house. So many days we hungry, he won't find a food for me. So we voted.
You listen to Care Voice Radio. This is Straight Talk and Motivation coming your way live.
Secretly, to moving by Auntie Mia, I'm asking ya.
We're the top of Caribbean Heritage Month coming up in June.
Tell me, Auntie,
so we're going to talk straight about economic development and a whole bunch of different things related to what Caribbeans are doing in North America and around the world.
I'm asking for me, Auntie Mia. Money, there in the people's treasury. He put the whole damn thing adrift. He's nothing else but a spendthrift. He take the whole thing for a joke, and now the family broke. Now it's clearly plain to see why we moving by Auntie. Auntie Mia, I'm asking ya. Tell me, Auntie, what's in your basket for me? Auntie Mia.
Care, we are here. We put in all we trust in you to see we true.
Auntie, the ball is in your court. This ain't no time for making sport. We put in all we trust in you. You promise you will see we true. So we give you the green light to make wrong things right. You don't do what you should do. Auntie, we believe in you too. Auntie Mia. Tell me, Auntie, what's in your basket for me? Auntie Mia, Uncle left me poor and hungry. Please don't leave me in poverty. Auntie Mia, I'm asking ya. Tell me, Auntie, what's in your basket for me? Auntie Mia.
We celebrate Caribbean Heritage Month, June 2021, the entire month of June. And as we look at what I do here on Care Voice Radio, the edutainment station, I think it's important for us to educate you and entertain you related to who we are and what we do, not just in the United States, but across the world. And what we have here is an opportunity in the midst of a pandemic and the resolution, and looking towards, I should say, the resolution of a pandemic, for us now to take a second look at where we were in terms of a community of cohesion or competitive, aggregated competitiveness against each other that will impede the opportunity matrix that's before us. Yes. That sounded good to me while I was saying it. One of the most economical and powerful development properties that we have as Caribbean people is our skill set, entrepreneurship unleashed. Education in itself is very important So we need to study to show ourselves approved as we move forward. I have been looking around and I see all of the challenges of education. So when I created this initiative for Carib Voice Radio, I did it out of a love for my people globally. But I'm Caribbean first in terms of where I was born. African by heritage and culture aspirations and understanding. The worst thing in the world is when good people do nothing. Good people do nothing. Okay? Very important to understand. I learned this while I was in high school. And I'm going to give you my context for how I learned it. I decided, or the school rather decided, that I should take up typing. Typewriter, Pika and Elite. One day I was typing, and by the way, as the people would say, for a 4.0 type of mentality, how did you do in the typing class? Well, as the people would say, I came first with accolades. I didn't intend on coming first, and I didn't even necessarily like typing. I wasn't looking to go into admin. I wasn't looking to be a secretary. That was my point of reference. But I gave it my best, and I started out with the home keys, understanding the home keys, ASDF semicolon LKJ, boom, and keep doing it. 40 years later, I'm here doing virtual media, and my most impressive way of touching the world comes from my fingertips and my speed typing. Who knew? Who knew that in the future, typing would be my best asset in my arsenal of entrepreneur knowledge? And I don't even have to look at the home keys. I don't have to look at the keyboard because I practice, drilled, and rehearse. I'm going to say that again. I practice, drilled, and rehearse the home keys and by extension, the keyboard. And because I'm au fait with the keyboard, in other words, I know the keyboard with my eyes closed, I can type and multitask. So I walk myself through the vision that my mind intended and that vision that God had in place for me. And no, it wasn't easy, and it never has been. So I'm brought to a place of remembrance in this conversation for what Caribbean heritage looks like. Because when I graduated school, and it's so prevalent now, so prevalent, and it's harmful and hurtful to leave high school and can't find a job. But I was smarter than that before I left high school. And I'll tell you more about that. And you should pick up my book when it comes out too. I'm going to put up a page so that you can register early, and if you want to get a copy autographed, you can say that on that page. And you can subscribe to my conversations and so on and so forth. Because staying in the channel is important. So moving ahead, as I look at using typing as a person who went to school, formally trained, and then leaving Barbados for the United States, where I'm at now, I found that typing became very core. And everything I did, it had to do with communication, with publishing, with being a speaker, an author, a coach, a mentor. My fingertips have helped me to empower people across the world that I have not met. That's a beautiful thing. Because inside of this model that reconstructed the whole idea or ideal of education, we now have as Caribbean Voice Radio the edutainment station, and partnering, not being, and collaborating with people of like mind from the Caribbean and Caribbean global is where we are at now. Because even in one of the most sustainable jobs that I had in the unified court system of New York State, I had to type, communicate in my function, as my job function, even now as I speak to you. The arsenal of knowledge is the keyboard. And the integrated media, because I read and I reviewed myself to show myself approved. Because I understood that the things that make me do what I do is necessary to integrate into my life to become that person that I need to be. It is crucial. And again, I had to take a second look. Creating the opportunity for me to do what I do, to help people. I even went to college, and I said it to someone yesterday. I said, Arby, why do you do what you do? I said, I went to a college, and I'm going to give you the backstory in terms of the cultural inheritance that caused me to go to college, the cultural inheritance. And one of my mentors I will be interviewing, because people ask me, well, do you have a coach? Do you have mentors? Yes, I do. This whole edutainment and empowerment system requires a replicator program for development and sustainability. Otherwise, it does not work. So, very important. I was in the mailroom one day in my sustainable job. And, you know, the mailroom is one of the most beautiful places to work, because so much information comes in there. A magazine showed up, and I read it. I flipped through it. You know, you get junk mail sometimes, or mail that hasn't been prescribed necessarily for someone, and it comes to you, and you say, well, what is this junk? And I opened it because it said Black Enterprise Magazine. And I read it. The one important thing that I read in that magazine on that day is that if you work a government job and you have a union and you do not take advantage of the educational programs your union offers, then you're an idiot. And well, of course, I said, my mother didn't born no idiot. But I wanted to find a school that was proactive, a school that would give me the information and the knowledge base and the opportunity to learn and practice the things that I needed to do to own the knowledge base from the theory that they taught me. They taught me field work. If you're going to be operationally strong and you find a problem or the suggestion of a problem or a purpose, you must conduct an investigation. And I realized that that magazine was published by a fellow Barbadian heritage person by the name of Earl Graves. I became intrigued with this man. I never met him, but I met him through a book that he published. And I'll share that another time. But what I realized is that if I could find that college to go to, I'd go and do a bachelor's. But the problem was, before I could get a bachelor's, I needed to get a high school diploma. And I had taken care of that previously. As a matter of fact, I lived on Staten Island, and I enjoyed going to class because it was in St. George, and I'm a St. George man. from Barbados. This is intriguing, isn't it? If I like what I'm hearing when I listen to it on the show, again and again and again, because I listen after the live event. And as I listened to it, and as I felt the need to qualify, because I wanted to go in the military. They told me I was too old by then. And of course, I took the high school diploma. And the first two classes I took, and I took tests, and the instructor said, "Why are you here? You're acing this stuff." And I said, "Well, you know, it's required. It is required of me." She said, "Well, I have to push you through the system so that you can go and take the actual test, because it appears that what we're teaching you is kind of remedial to you." And I said, yes, I went to a school in Barbados and they tore into me. Latin, French, everything you can think about. Math, science, agriculture. And on top of that, I'm from the heritage and culture aspiration of being a Boy Scout. Very powerful opportunity in terms of community groups and organizations. So I took the test and I passed, and then I knew that I was qualified now to go to college. So I went to the college and I applied, and the director of admissions was so impressed with me, he offered me a partial scholarship. And what did I do next? I went to college. Back then, my daughters were small, and sometimes I had to take them to school. And of course, it was a struggle monetarily. So I made sure that they had their little McDonald's meal. And back then, you could take your kids to school. And I took evening classes and on Staten Island at a location that you couldn't even disclose, because it wasn't really a college, because it was an incubator program for a new college that had gotten started a while back. And a lot of people didn't know it. But I liked the content structure, because it geared you up for change. It tore you down mentally, and it built you up for change and sustainability in your life. And I challenged every professor that I had. I'm not going to let you teach me something that's regurgitation when I've been reading for years. So we got there, and this is what happened because of reading that article in Black Enterprise Magazine. Very, very great thing. So I went through the course and I wanted to quit. And some of the people that I told I want to quit threatened me. "If you quit, we're going to kick your butt." I didn't even know what quitting was, but I wanted to try it. Right? So, when we do these types of things, we start out building up our own empire without even knowing. Without knowing. And this is what we have to do in this economy now. We have to take a second look in our lives, because everybody's crying. There's gnashing of teeth on a global scale. When I read, I see people saying, well, going to school is not necessary, but it is necessary to get that basic foundation. But it's not what you do in the classroom that matters the most. It's what you do to inherit the knowledge base to use it. And at this moment, I will speak to the teachers to let them know that you have to up the thing more. You have to even study, and they work really hard. Teachers work really hard. And many of them are from Caribbean heritage, because we believe and have the courage to believe that in order to achieve something, you have to become educated. And it's true. If you don't know where you're coming from, how are you going to figure out where you're going to go? And what is sustainable? The only thing that I don't like about Caribbeans, and I'm speaking of myself, and I had to eradicate those things as a culture of inheritance and to earn the right to be called champion, because they did not work for me. And we have teachers every single day in the field of engagement with your child, my child, and everybody else's child. And we have to give them that support. They're not babysitters. It's a culture of inheritance in the Caribbean community. And by extension, the global community. So I'm speaking about Caribbean because of Caribbean Heritage Month. But the replicator program that I'm talking about includes every cultural norm in existence, whether you be whatever sphere of cultural aspiration you're from in the world. But this is Carib Voice Radio, so I'm talking from this perspective. Grab what you can get and go with it and take a second look at it as part of your cultural inheritance. So when June comes, we rock and roll. We rock and roll now because it's required. And we're in the midst of chaos, so we got quadruple chaos in the world. And if I did not read and show myself approved, I would have subscribed to the negative progressions in our community right now and be downtrodden mentally. But I build up a fierce knowledge base so I could understand what is going on either in the repeat format or the new knowledge that is coming to be in our space. Virtual education, broadcast rights, all of these different things. You have the right to share your knowledge. Every day from the moment you are conceived is a chapter in your book. And it's a global village conversation. Because your life matters. Your experiences matter. Caribbeans globally. We need to continue to push through. I'm going to come right back with some music and take a break. And I'll tell you some more. Keep us on the lock. Don't let it die.
Don't let it die.
Have the courage. Don't let your vision create one if you don't have one. Listen to Carib Voice Radio right here on the Big C, the edutainment station. We're back. Now, as we continue, let us take a second look at all the celebrations that we have in our world, in our life. Let's look at all the things that help us to make a decision about why we do what we do. And as I continue, I am going to begin speaking on 10 different things, which become 10 chapters to commence my first book in the series, From Mute to Mogul, Managing Opportunities, Garnering Ultimate Legacy. So you have to walk a mile in my shoes to understand the experiences that I had and that I'm now having, the betrayal, the hate, the greed, the envy, the anxiety, all of those things that you have also experienced. The BS of other people coming into your space, looking at your value as a culture of inheritance for them, and leaving you in a wasteland that you don't ever recover from unless you understand the value of your self-worth. The value of your self-worth. The value of your self-worth. In my workshop, I am very serious about what I do. That's how I touch the world. 10 fingers, God bless me. Thank you so much, Lord. But that's my frame of reference as one of the keynote factors in what I do. But my program teaches people 10 steps. Number one is to figure out who you are, because you were told who you are. And if you cannot find a frame of reference for your culture, you are going to repeat the mistakes of the past. And don't get me wrong, some of those people that I talked about previously are the ones that helped to destroy my consistency. And I will speak about some of them soon, not by name, because I will not discourage people from association. But I will give you the keynote highlights in terms of the experiential journey with those people. And some of you will be smart and figure it out. That's why I have to go abroad and stay centered. This is Carib Voice Radio, the edutainment station. There is no other internet radio portal doing podcast and live broadcast that calls itself the edutainment station. And I'm proud to have interviewed some of the top leaders in the world, some of the top entrepreneurs in the world. So I'm going to take a moment and reach out to say, for those people across the globe, those students that were in my classroom that are now going supersonic in their industry, whether it's a trucking company you have, whether it's a hair care program, a barber shop, a training center, an entrepreneur is an entrepreneur is an entrepreneur. Stay tuned for what we're going to do as we continue on this journey inside of Straight Talk and Motivation. And as we build out the segments that are related to what we do. I do one thing well. I empower and I work towards the actualization of outcomes. And if I didn't understand my original self-worth in the midst of chaos, I would not be here speaking to you now. And for those of you who are so depressed and frustrated, and if you are listening to this show, stop, drop, roll, and recover, and take a second look at who you are. Thank you for listening. I'm going to close out, get out of here, and we'll be back. Keep it locked. You're blessed.
Hello, Ness. Yeah.
Na, 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 na. Yeah.
Stars.
Wow. Every blessing that we receive, yeah. Father, we thank you for them, for blessing me and my friends.
Jah know his the talents buried in we, yeah. Father, we grateful for them. We give praises, amen. We bless up in heaven. people jamming with me, yeah. You shower your blessing on them, so no stressing for them.
Yeah, on the road I'm kicking a scene, yeah. Good vibes, be grateful for them, and we give praises, amen. We bless them in heaven.
Radio.
Believe it.